From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama has just wrapped up a bipartisan meeting with congressional leaders on the government's response to the oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. He told reporters at the White House that both sides agreed some change was needed in U.S. law.
It's going to be important that based on facts, based on experts, based on a thorough examination of what went wrong here and where things have gone right, but also where things have gone wrong, that we update the laws.
The big push for the government is getting BP to settle claims more quickly with those directly affected by the spill. Earlier, the company pledged to expedite its process. This afternoon, President Obama meets with relatives of the 11 workers who died in the rig explosion in the Gulf in April. He is offering condolences and listening to their thoughts about how deepwater oil drilling can be made safer. The number of newly unemployed Americans is down sharply. Economist Stuart Hoffman of PNC Financial Services says the drop brings the total unemployment benefit rolls to the lowest level in a year and a half.
It was encouraging to see fewer people in total, although still close to 4.5 million people collecting unemployment insurance benefits at the end of May.
Hoffman says the impact of the Gulf oil spill may have prevented a bigger drop in new jobless claims. A wedding party is the latest target of a suicide bombing in southern Afghanistan. At least 40 people were killed, many of them children. Authorities say more than 70 other people were wounded. With Afghanistan racking up ever greater costs in lives and resources, NATO defense ministers are huddling in Brussels to figure out how to spend money more wisely while stepping up the fight against the Taliban. As Terry Schultz reports, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is warning allies there's no time to waste.
Gates arrived in Brussels having already made his views known. If sufficient progress is not made in Afghanistan by the end of this year, he says, public support for the war effort, already very low in Europe, will evaporate. Opening the two-day session, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen emphasized the Afghan mission is the highest priority.
A stable Afghanistan means a safer world.
Gates is not expected to press for additional combat troops, but for Europeans to fulfill their pledges to provide more trainers for the Afghan military and police. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The latest snapshot of the trade deficit in the U.S. finds the gap is growing. Over $40 billion in April. It was below $40 billion the month before. The Commerce Department finds foreign demand was weaker in April, and that hurt U.S. exports. It is the second time in 3 months that exports have fallen, raising concerns that Europe's ongoing debt troubles may be affecting American manufacturers. Last check on Wall Street, U.S. stocks gaining ground, Dow's up more than 170 points at 10,073. This is NPR News. We're seeing fewer retailers falling victim to organized theft, though the decline so far has been slim. A National Retail Federation survey finds the percentage of merchants affected by crime rings had fallen below 90% from last year. Nearly half of the respondents said they had spent more money on prevention. 124 companies were surveyed in April and May. A U.S. author has won Britain's Orange Prize for Fiction, which recognizes novels written by women from around the world. Larry Miller has more on this from London.
Barbara Kingsolver's The Lacuna took the prestigious Orange Prize for Fiction and the $45,000 that goes with it. Set against the backdrop of the Depression and McCarthyism, the story mixes fictional characters with real historical figures, including the artists Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera and Russian Leon Trotsky. 11 years ago, Kingsolver was shortlisted for an earlier work, but had just given birth and couldn't attend the ceremony.
Every article of clothing I owned smelled like stale milk, but I thought my job is to devote myself to my children and to my writing, and the Cinderella days will come. And they did.
The judges praised The Lacuna's breathtaking scale. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Lawyers reportedly are proposing a new settlement for thousands of Ground Zero workers suing New York City over their exposure to toxic dust from the World Trade Center. Attorneys representing about 10,000 workers were due to go before a federal judge today. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.